Good morning. It is 8:11, just about 8:12. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Hischer, thanks for being with us here this morning, Friday morning. It is the 4th of February, and February, of course, is Black History Month as we celebrate a lot of things that have gone on that are not always brought to the forefront. Thus, we have Black History Month to bring some things out, and hopefully someday we won't have to have a special month because it should just be part of history is the bottom line. Joining us here this morning, some students from Carl Sandburg College from the Black Student Association. First off, the all starts because you're the president. Deja Hankins. Deja.
Lightning round questions.
Exactly. Yeah, there we go. Deja Hankins, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming in with us. The vice president is Jasmine McDaniel. Jasmine, good morning. How are you today? Very good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. And also, we have a student trustee from Carl Sandburg College, Brittany Wilburn. Brittany, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Good. Thanks for coming in with us. Why am I not getting...
Brittany, you're going to have to yell.
So. Yeah. No, try it again, Brittany. Say hi again.
Good morning.
No, that's not it. Let's see. Well,
sing a
what
tune.
What is going on? Okay. All these buttons are pushed, right? Should be. Huh. Really, really odd. Okay. Da-da-da. Mic input, mic. Why is that? Is really odd, huh? Well, okay. I think we're getting you. Well, we'll see here. All right. Well, let's start. Back to you, El Presidente. See, that's what you get for having that position. All right. So, all right, Deja. Well, let's talk about first off, just as a young adult in college now. Just talk about Black History Month and just off the top, what it means to you.
A celebration of all Black achievements, history making, and just awards, you know, just like life, you know. It's pretty much like getting to know like what our ancestors are really creative and like what they can do with their power and knowledge. So I mean, having it being brought up to the surface and everybody knows about it is very just remarkable, you know. It's like they're making their mark in our history.
Jasmine, how about you? Talk about what the month means to you as a young adult.
Yeah, kind of like what Deja said, Black History Month is a month of empowerment and to acknowledge what our ancestors have done for us and to also celebrate the Black success that we have had thus far. However, it is also a month where we call out and acknowledge issues that are still prevalent in this time.
Very good. And Brittany, how about you? What's it mean to you growing up?
It's hard to follow up, but the only thing I can
you have
you
to
got to go.
It's a nice time to get all cultures involved in what Definitely. Black history mm-hmm. is, and maybe eye open for other cultures to understand where we come from and certain avenues of Black history.
Well, I'll stick with you, Brittany. Over the years, like, you know, what you've learned in school growing up, history or whatever, and with the Black History Month coming more to the forefront, I don't know over how many years, are there things that you have learned during Black History Month that maybe you hadn't learned in school, or probably, and maybe thought you should have learned in school growing up?
For us, I think school really touched a lot, but I learned more about different inventors since I've been an adult. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't understand that a lot of Black people were responsible for a lot of inventions that we use every day.
Yeah, that's yeah. absolutely true, because that's one of those things that we, and again, it's unfortunate that it's taken Black History Month mm-hmm. for us to mm-hmm. learn about those mm-hmm. things and the different inventions, and I don't know if different people took credit or we just didn't let people know who it was. How about you, Deja? What is there things that you've learned throughout Black History Month that maybe you thought you should have learned in school?
Yeah, I want to say like back in school, they really just touched on like, you know, the surface levels, like the safe stuff, I want to say. But like, you know, growing up and going through college and having like higher history classes, you really do learn about like Black excellence, like back in the 1800s, 1700s, I mean, years and years and years. And they and like in school, they don't really go back that far to cover it. So, I mean, it's kind of like an eye opening to like us, you know, in the newer generation, because it's just like, wow, I didn't really know all this stuff. And now that it's brought back, it's like a kind of like a inspiration pretty much.
Yeah. And I suppose also a lot of it kind of maybe depends on what school district you're in. There's mm-hmm. different types of courses
Definitely.
Taught in different districts and that type of thing. Yeah. How about Jasmine, anything that you kind of learned throughout the years? Like, okay, well, I didn't know that. I wish I would have learned that at some other point. It wasn't just during Black History Month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of the time I find that certain events are actually repeating itself in history. I've learned a lot of events that have happened in the past that I didn't know even happened. Like how Brittany said about the inventions, I didn't know a lot of inventions were made by Black people and how we use them today.
Right.
Like Deja also said, I feel like school has touched on safe subjects and surface level things, but they don't touch on the hardcore stuff that we also need to talk about to acknowledge Black presence and Black excellence and success that has happened at that time.
Yeah, well, like talk about some of those things that you're getting to there. That
we often don't discuss slavery and the underlining theme of that, and how certain words and phrases that are used today were built out of hatred back then, and a lot of things that kids had to go through, women especially, Black women definitely had to go through, and Black men, and the way we perceive men, Black men nowadays, just walking down the street, is not honestly so different than what it was back then. Of how you are looked at and how you are perceived in society and the words that come to your mind, not just as any other culture, but just as we ourselves perceive ourselves.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think, you know, because I wouldn't say what we learn about slavery, I wouldn't say it's sugar-coated, but we don't get the whole, like, how horrible.
Yeah, nobody wants to say it. Yeah. Everybody thinks it, but nobody wants to approach the subject. Yeah. I mean, it's a touchy subject. Yeah. I wholeheartedly understand.
Yeah, and every now and then, that you will see those some actual photographs from some of the times of you know,
they're sickening.
The whip marks and scar and things, but it's not very often, and those are, like you said, kind of coming more to the forefront now than not stuff we learned about growing up. And you know, and even looking back at for instance with some of the inventors, and what's amazing about it is, I guess, the time they were living in and what they were going through on top of that, and still able to come up, whether it was an invention or whatever the case may be. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking with Deja Hankins, president of the Black Student Association of Carl Sandburg College, Jasmine McDaniel, the vice president of the BSA, and student trustee Brittany Wilborn. It's Black History Month. What are, looking at the future, and I'll start back with you, Jasmine, this time. What is it as a young adult that you're trying to do, or that you want people to know to bring more things to the forefront?
I want especially Black women to feel more empowered and feel more confident to speak on stuff that's not spoken on, kind of the unspoken word, you want to say. So I want people to know that, talk about your history. It will help us in the future, and to voice your concerns. Be that person that's different, you know, go a different path. Talk about it, state it, you know, let's all have this conversation to help out the ignorance that goes on in this world day in and day out. As we see, a lot of people don't know what they're doing or saying is wrong because a lot of them aren't being told, because it's not ever addressed, because people just don't want to say anything. So in the future, I would definitely want to be the one to, like, speak up, and BSA especially, is we use that platform to speak up and to harp on and speak on issues that's aren't not talked about at all.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned, and you know, and Black women in particular, you know, going through a lot of what, and it's, you know, looking back through history and slavery, going through a lot of the same things the men went through, but there's a whole other level of things.
Beating stereotypes and statistics, especially.
Right.
Especially considering what community you live in, where you're from, you know, you're looked at differently. As soon as you, oh, you're from where? And then you're looked at differently automatically without even knowing my name. So,
Deja, how about you? What things would you like to get, and what do you want to try to do in the future to help get this information out to people and help people learn?
Right. So as what Jasmine said, yes, like, women especially, I just want to get, like, our voices out there so we are heard, you know, so people understand, like, what we went through, so they can see our side, so they can try to help, you know, try to involve everybody. It's not just the Black community trying to fight for the Black community. We want all cultures to come and help, because, I mean, once we're all together, I mean, you can't tear us all down, you know? So, I mean, especially with black men, too, I want them to always be vocal, and I want them to always have just the freedom to speech, freedom to walk, freedom to do anything, you know, without being judged, without being stereotyped. I mean, with wherever they go, you know, I mean, they can't do anything. They can't even go into a coffee shop to get a cup of coffee, you know, without being judged. I mean, I just want, you know, the hatred, the ignorance just to die down. So, like, what I want to do is just to try to, like what Jasmine said, be out there, be vocal, be just talking about everything, you know, express our history so everybody knows, you know, not to just sugarcoat anything, but just to, you know, get through the hard stuff so we can get to the good.
You know, it's interesting, something you mentioned, the ignorance, and I think so much of it is about education, and not I'm not necessarily talking school.
It's just true.
It's just people learning
society
about
and
right.
And I think we all need to realize that we've got a lot. This is the melting pot of the world. We've got cultures from everywhere here. Then, and it's, you know, we shouldn't all be exactly the same. That's one thing that creates, makes this country great. Right. We're not all the same, and we shouldn't be, but we need to know and understand about everybody else's culture and that. How about you, Brittany? What are you looking for in the future, and how do you want to get this message out?
I think my biggest thing is to advocate that I don't have to change who I am, what I look like, or things that I believe in order to be viewed as a professional. I mean, there's a lot of things that in our culture we grew up doing that's not viewed as professional. Certain hairstyles, certain styles of dress, certain music, it's not professional, but that's just part of our culture. I mean, even as kids, we grow up dancing young. It's just naturally innate. But certain things are viewed heavily as unprofessional. And even with men, I mean, just to, I'm a mother, I have four boys, so...
she's got it hard. See, Tyler's only got two.
So just even with boys, even with black boys, there's always that constant fear that am I raising them to do the right thing? Am I raising them to be a just member of society? Or are they going to know the rights and wrongs, the ins and outs? Because men in general, but black men have it so much harder.
You know, it's really interesting. Almost, it's kind of ironic that throughout history, and I don't know, more so maybe over the last 50, 60 years, but not only that, whether it's music, hairstyles, dress, how other races have accepted or taken some of those, and just like you said, like you look at it as unprofessional sometimes because of your hairstyle, but yet, say a white person in particular is like that, I'm gonna do braids or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're looked at differently. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of almost amazing and ironic and sad that it's like, okay, we're gonna take the music. You know, hey, what's rock and roll based off? The blues,
right?
Whether there's styles of clothing that's like, okay, well, we saw this this group of people wearing this type of clothing. Hey, we really like this. No, then it becomes the mainstream. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting that we accept that, but not accepting the people who were wearing them or making them.
Yeah, I don't like black creativity. May not particularly like black people, but like what black people created.
And they will always advertise it like it's their own.
And take away what we created, our ancestors have already created and invented.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Black History Month as we celebrate here in the month of February. But again, this is, we want it to be history. We want to celebrate year round. We don't. Mm-hmm. Would it be, and I'll start with you, Jasmine, would you still like there to be a Black History Month, or would you like to, in your lifetime, to see it's like, okay, it's just all history, and we're all learning about every culture, and we don't have to have a separate celebration in some ways?
Well, but, I definitely aspire to have that, but in reality, I don't know if that will happen. However... since Black History Month is very ironic that it's on the shortest month of the year.
We
want to use however many days we can to touch on that, but it's just not February that we're going to constantly, you know, fight for what we believe in and speak up for what we believe in and want other people to know, you know, like what Brittany had already said, you know, with the whole conversations you have to have, not even with just young women, but young men as well, you know, the whole don't wear your hood. My dad constantly tells me that, and I'm a black female. So it's different conversations you have to have with people that I feel like is definitely an ongoing conversation, not just for February, which is Black History Month.
I can't remember who it was I first heard talk, and had never really thought about it. It might have been Chris Rock when he was on Saturday Night Live doing a character called Nat X and talking about, they gave us the shortest month of the year.
They got it.
You get 28 days most year instead of everything else gets 30 or 31. But so that kind of ironic as well. All right. Well, anything? How about with you, Deja? Anything else that you would like to add?
I just want to say, like, you know, yes, we do have the shortest month, but we do take pride in this month. Mm-hmm. We do like to be as vocal as we can, you know, even though back in the day it was just like, here, just take the shortest month, just be happy, try to like hush us up. But I mean, now it's just more empowering than ever. I mean, we know that other cultures, you know, have aspired to get their own months too, but like for us, this is like the time to shine for us. I mean, yes, it is an ongoing conversation, but this month is just like bringing it to the light even more and more and more. So we're trying to like dig deeper and deeper and deeper and get more information, get new black people just out just to, you know, express themselves. So, you know, it's not just like, you know, oh, here's the same old people, same old, same old. Each year we're trying to get more and different, just trying to keep growing and growing as a culture.
Yeah, I'm guessing, mm-hmm. Brittany, someday what you'd like to be is like, we're all just people. We all have different cultures. We all mm-hmm. live differently, but we're all just people. Let's celebrate each other and know about each other and our backgrounds and history.
Yeah, I feel like even though it's the shortest month, we still have the ability to communicate our own culture, our own mm-hmm. beliefs as throughout the year in different mm-hmm. ways. So it is up to us as Black people or as people to just continue it going. So eventually, right. yeah, I would want to get away with the month of not to get away with it, but the idea that that's the only time that right. we have to celebrate. That's the only time that we have to get our voices heard or mm-hmm. to make a statement mm-hmm. or an impact, that we can do that year round. We can do that lifelong. It's a never ending thing. So we shouldn't just take that day to celebrate, just mm-hmm. like the 4th of July. That shouldn't be the only day that we celebrate and honor our independence. It should right. it should be an ongoing thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. great point. Great point. I got to ask you, well, he's not in the room right now, so we can talk about Anthony
yes,
Law.
He's not allowed to say no.
Yes, the director, please. Diversity and Inclusion at Carl Sandburg College. He set this up. I love Anthony. He's so involved. And the great thing, and you guys have seen this, that he's gotten students so involved, not only in mm-hmm. activities at the college, but in the community of Galesburg, whether you're yeah. from here or not. It's just, right. I know you guys appreciate everything he does for you and for students and for the community. Nothing? Silence?
No, what you're right.
You're
okay.
right.
You're
okay.
The words
right
out of my mouth.
He's listening right now. He's listening. Well, Anthony, thank you for getting this set up this morning. Jasmine, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Deja, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you.
And Brittany as well, thank you.
Thank you.